Livestock producers getting hit at both ends. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
I don't know if I ever seen a time just like this. You know, it's so uncertain. But we went through cheap times with hogs and high corn before, but this seems a little unusual now the way it's doing.
Hickman County farmer Jimmy Mathis says in his many years on the farm, he's seen quite a bit when it comes to prices he gets for his cattle and hogs and the price he pays for feed.
We feed quite a bit. We raise registered cattle and sell registered Angus bulls and heifers, so we do feed them, you know. And, of course, the cattle price is down as well as hogs. Prices are down some, and, you know, it's pretty tight right now, but we've been through tight places before.
Mathis says he's paying over $4 per bushel of corn for feed for his hogs and cattle. And all across the state and country, producers are feeling the squeeze when it comes to prices for their animals and the input costs they're putting out to care for them. The corn market and the recent winter storms to the west have had a direct impact on those markets. Bobby Eastlick is with Tennessee Livestock Producers in Fayetteville.
The weather factor, I guess, on the producer side is probably one of the biggest factors when they're selling these lighter cattle at this time. Corn prices affect the cattle going to the feedlots on the heavier cattle will be where that's affected mostly. And the producers, most of the producers that you see normally selling a moving key is weighing 300 to 600 pounds. And those cattle, if we get some weather conditions changed, the winter storms gets past us, I foresee the lighter end of the cattle getting quite a bit better.
Getting hit several ways right now, but you know, like I say, this is a different time we've ever been in before, it seems like, with this ethanol thing and whatever, and high fuel, but most farmers stick with it, they'll make it.
Livestock farmer Jimmy Mathis, hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.